I got a little tired of being in here doing work and stuff and them patrolling the street and barking in the
That
window.
almost sounds like like a mad scientist. My name is Dr. Workenstuff. We shall make the dogs behave. What is your name? Dr. Workenstuff.
Pulled the love seat to the middle of the room so they couldn't.
Classic Workenstuff play is to inconvenience the dogs.
Yeah, Betsy got real, real upset. At first, I moved it as far as I thought I needed to, but she could bridge the gap. So her
Yes.
back legs were on the
Curse
and
you,
her front paws.
Workenstuff!
Yeah, front paws were in the window.
I got up, I made bacon and eggs for my children.
Look at you, Dan's at the grocery store.
And I may or may not have had two mimosas.
Not sure why I believe you.
Mimosa. You know who told me to do it? Dr. Workenstuff.
Working stuff, and you don't ever disagree with Dr. Working stuff.
No, well, I work under him as an underling.
I made my protein shake.
Is that like doing a twerk or something? Hey, I'm gonna make your protein shake.
But I made it too thick. I can't get it through the straw.
Thickening, it's disgusting.
Just a crab cake.
Yeah, luckily my turban is full of crab cake. But I did get so much done. We'll talk. I had a busy day yesterday because Carrie left to go to a wedding.
Oh, that's right.
And even without me, she managed to have a good time.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Much better. What I need is a union board op. I point to him. Hey, do the thing and make the thing.
That's
cake and cookies.
I'm the union board op.
Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
I'm not making union wages. Wages?
Not making any wages.
It's Sunday morning. Like it's CBS Sunday morning. It's cake and cookies Sunday morning.
I get the joke.
I'm Jane Pauley. Do you do a Jane Pauley impression?
Me?
Yeah. I know you're a cunning mimic.
No.
It would be something like, good morning. Today we're going to talk about records on Cake and Cookies Sunday morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
She does. It's not a vocal fry, but the ends.
She draws it out. Yeah.
Trail off.
You know what? She is a good Pauley, like the Pauley on Jersey Shore. What if Jane Pauley?
I think has the thickest hair of any person I've ever seen on television.
Is it as thick as your protein shake?
No.
Nothing.
Straw
is.
Stands straight up.
Well, and then that goes on for four or more hours.
To say.
What if we replace Pauly on Jersey Shore with Jane Pauly?
Not the same show.
I'm Jane Pauly, and
I'm DJ.
I'm DTF on CBS Sunday morning.
Oh no, 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 no.
It's time for
Jim.
It's time for Jim Tan and Laundry. I'm Jane Pauly on the Jersey Shore. Snooki, you're orange. Jane Pauley. I actually, you know, logged a few moments with CBS Sunday Morning before the show, but then, as I'm wont to do, clicked right over to Columbo.
I stopped recording and I stopped watching CBS Sunday. Oh, there's
Why?
Another.
Ta-da!
I got pretty upset with my man Charles leaving.
Well, that was like 40 years ago. I mean, that's like getting upset at The Tonight Show because Steve Allen's not on anymore. He's been gone a long time.
I know.
What about Mo Rocca?
I also like Jim Gaffigan on there.
Oh, no, you don't. Raise your standards. Do you know why Americans laugh at Jim Gaffigan? Because they allow themselves to. He's not funny. You know who's funny?
I can't watch his stand-up. It's not my bag.
But
he recently...
Oh, he's opinionated. I liked that about him.
But that's recent. Like,
yeah.
He never really made a fist, but he got mad on Twitter.
Oh, I know. I love that about him because up to then, his most controversial content involved Hot Pockets.
Right.
That's where he left me. Actually, he went up in my estimation by the fact that he was opinionated, but I also think he's getting squirrely. Oh, Dan, what's the matter?
You hear the thump? That's her tail against the window. I think Dad's home.
Oh, so Dad can bring you a drink.
Oh my God. She fell between the couch.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to make the pre-show or the Easter egg, but you need to explain the fact. You need to explain. You go and take care of it, and I'll explain what just happened.
I can't hear you. It's mayhem in here.
Bedlam. So true or false? Yeah.
That's Presley. Presley has entered.
Yeah. This Presley's just saying me.
Presley was late to the party.
Yeah, but not late to. But she'll make up for it in volume. So
that
you
was
moved.
The Beagle version of I'm here.
Me too. FOMO.
Right.
So you moved the love seat to prevent the dogs from looking out the window and barking because the love seat is in your office. So instead of a love seat against the wall, now you have the equivalent of a kitchen island, but it's a love seat in the middle of a room.
I scooted it back because I thought it was hazardous, but I guess I left some space.
So the dogs are going to the back of the love seat and like stretching to get to the windowsill, and there was a nasty fall.
Hey, Presley's ears are all the way flipped back.
Oh God.
Betsy, come here. Betsy. You'd never guess that I tried to give. I didn't try. I gave her a Benadryl before I started.
Jesus. Well, I can tell because she's not coughing.
Bless her little heart. She's tail against the window.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that Betsy is like Humpty Dumpty, and even though she had a lousy summer,
God,
she can still have a great fall. Maybe Dan should bring them a drink. How many of these shows have we done? Like over 10, right? This is like my favorite moment thus far.
Okay, so Dan, he went to the grocery store and he's like, if I can do this right, I'll be back before the show starts.
Right.
Like, it's not going to happen. And he goes, no. I'm going to do it.
He's not back yet.
What we were trying to avoid.
So he's back, and that's what caused the fall?
Yeah, that's what caused all the hoopla.
Okay, well, I'm glad he's back. And he's safe?
They're very happy to see him.
Has Dan fallen?
I haven't actually seen him. He's probably laying in the hallway. Presley's standing on his chest.
And meanwhile, Luna...
Wait for me!
Luna is like a bearskin rug that is just still alive. My dog, I've got a baby. Remember Luna? We've talked about her in previous episodes. I live here now. She got picked up on Friday by Julia and would not get out of Julia's car until I came out.
Were those Julia's yellow roller skates?
Okay, let's really...
Because I was trying to figure out why Luna would only need two roller skates.
Oh, so you thought they were Luna's. I thought you were going to say, are they yours, Rob?
No.
No, Luna's not a skating dog.
All right.
Those are Julia's yellow roller skates that she keeps just in case in the car, I suppose. But... So she went and got Luna.
There was a roller skating piece on Good Morning this morning.
I'm Jane Pauley. I'm wearing knee pads because I fell down skating at the rink.
She didn't do the piece. I can't remember.
Who did the piece? Did Mo Rocca do the piece? You be nice. Be nice. He's nice. She got in Julia's car and I get a text from Julia and she says, Luna won't come out. So I walk out to Julia's car.
And why not? Because.
I live here now. And so by the time I get there, Luna, in an effort to do everything, Julia has every door to her car open, including the front two doors. And Luna's in the back seat like she's going to crawl what? Through the seats? Luna's wider than the car. So she's moved the driver's seat all the way up. So now Luna is in the stairwell or the footwell of the passenger side, driver's side of the back seat. And her paw is resting on the seat. And I took a picture. I said, hey, look, casual dog. So we get there, and Luna finally says, oh, hi, Mr. Rob. I guess we're doing this. And she comes out, and she's been no more than 2 feet away from me since Friday. Now, here's the weird thing. Because we had a bit of an evening on Friday night.
There's a chance that Dan and I tuned in. Put it on the big screen even.
Yeah, well, even after the Michael Mara Show cocktail party, The Chubbucks, who...
it looked like you guys were just getting started.
Yeah, they stayed till well into the morning. They arrived on their anniversary, and when they left, it wasn't their anniversary anymore.
Ooh.
So, what was great, normally one of us is up by like 7.
I wondered how y'all would be feeling yesterday.
Never better.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know on Friday, I went to bed after... Dan didn't make it to the end. We go to bed at 8:30.
Of course you do. You watch Jeopardy and then off to bed.
Well, yeah. So Dan didn't quite make it to the end of the bonus show.
Oh.
So I finished out the bonus show and then I went and I saw Dan was pretty much face down.
Face?
Yeah.
Like he is in the hallway right now.
He's dead. I don't even, it's carcass.
He hasn't even checked in.
Time of death.
TOD?
Examiner.
Exactly.
Melinda. Yeah,
hold a mirror under his nose and then put the put the perishables in the fridge.
Presley's still standing on his chest. Mom, you don't need that mirror. Dad's dead.
That's right. Mom, you're like, I'm like Elton John. I'm still standing.
More like the bitch is back.
Hey, that would be good. Dog puns. So we stayed up till late and got up early. And so Luna was very excited when we got up. She had done the thing already where she goes to either side of the bed and puts her massive pumpkin-sized head and her snoot on the bed and goes.
So and, she doesn't sleep with you.
Oh, my God, no. The bed's only rated to 6,000 pounds. So, and you don't necessarily feel the stare.
What's her sleep number? Well, whatever she wants.
My sleep number is a 20, but for Luna, that's a 140. That's the dog sleep number. So what you feel is hot breath, and this dog moves a lot of air. Yeah. And I'm like, it's not time to get up yet. It's not time to get up. Which is the only noise, you know, I've still never heard her bark.
Really?
Really. And I'm.
Do you think that she's barked, but it's like subsonic?
Oh, only bats can hear it. So, or only dogs. That's the joke. So I get up and she's so excited that and this is upsetting because I mean, if I were to tell you this dog was 100 years old, you'd believe me, but the dog is only like 6.
What does a 175-pound dog excited look like?
Well, she starts doing zoomies. Like she puts she puts her face down and rubs it on the carpet and then runs away and then runs up to me and stops short and sits right at me.
She's like, I'm going to rearrange the living room.
Well, here's the thing. She's very precise, like a ballerina, because, you know, run and does a figure eight and then runs and stops short right in front of me. And I'm thinking.
Like Fantasia, the elephants in tutus.
Yeah, I got back and sat on the bed almost cross-legged. And Carrie says, what? I said, if she misguides this by like 6 inches, I'm down. Because that's a. She'd kill me because if Linus bumps into you during zoomies, it's no big deal. But I mean, there's a 170-pound dog running the length of the bedroom and stopping short and sitting and looking at him going, huh? But if she misses that by 8 inches, I'm, as they used to say, ass over teacups down. And so I had to calm her down. So while it was exciting to see her enthusiastic like that, I did feel that I risked my life.
Well, yeah, I mean, she is way out of my league.
Oh, well, she is. When she, before the show, she came up and put her paw on my leg because she wanted attention. And it's like someone says, well, here, I'm going to lay this baseball bat in your lap. And that's what it looks like. And I mean, I love her and she's gentle. And the only, she's, I know you don't care for the word. She's a rather moist dog.
There's a slobber factor.
When she shakes and leaves Nike logos all over the house. I don't like that.
Betsy, when we feed her, she spins around in circles.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But she's very, Betsy is a, she's a hot mess.
Okay.
She drools.
That's not typical beagle behavior.
I don't know what it, she drools. When she gets really excited, she also drools in the car.
Yeah, well that, yeah, because they
and
pant.
It's not nervous. We thought it was nervous. It's not. She's excited.
Oh, she likes driving.
Yeah, this is okay. So before the
Days
pandemic,
of Thunder Dog.
Before the pandemic, every Thursday we would send Betsy to doggy daycare
right.
with her bestie Ellie.
Yeah, I remember this.
Okay, so like we would coordinate pickups and drop-offs.
Right.
There was one time where Donna did the pickup, and she drives a Mini. So she puts the girls in the back seat.
A Cooper Mini? Mm-hmm. Oh, not like a minivan.
No. A Mini Cooper.
Okay.
And she has a sunroof. And it was a really gorgeous day. So she has the sunroof open, and she's driving, and she's like, is it right? Like, so she looks up.
Oh, no.
And she's like, what is? And then she looks over. Betsy has her front paws on the console. Her back legs are on the seat. And she has thrown her ears back and is just drooling while smiling.
Because she's having a great time.
So we thought it was that she didn't like the car.
No, she loves
it.
Oh,
no.
Meanwhile, it's the same effect of pouring 8 gallons of pool water in a big cooling fan in like an office building. It's just blowing spit everywhere.
I honestly got paper towels because it was all over Donna's console. It was all over Donna's arm. And I was just like, oh,
dog spit is not as bad as cat spit, but it's close.
Do cats drool?
Well, when they get older, we had a good friend of the family, and they had a Cocker Spaniel and a big, mean cat. And the Cocker Spaniel was named Bonnie, and the cat was named
Clyde.
Amen, sister. One mind. And Clyde was always mean. But
the mother got.
But when Clyde got old, and I mean, I'm going to guess, I think the cat lived to be about 80. So when the cat.
You might say it had 9 lives.
You might. And so Clyde would get on. Their owners were, the man was Tom and the lady was Eileen. And Tom.
Jerry?
No.
Oh.
They don't always match up. It's not always like that.
Oh.
So Clyde got up. Clyde climbed up on Tom and laid on his chest.
In my town, there was a Rod and Martha Stewart.
Well, does Martha? It would only
be
good.
They were married.
Well, and happily, I suppose.
Yeah, they were together for long, long, long time.
I would like it if it was Martha Stewart and her husband Snoop.
They're a good couple.
Yes. But anyway, I looked over and Tom says, I hate this cat on my chest. Tom was a great guy. Tom was real big about walking around with his glasses on his forehead. He was a very get things done type guy.
And strong move.
And he says, I hate this cat on my chest. I said, why don't you move him? He says, yeah, he's real mean. And then I look over and
Tom is submitted to
there. Yeah. Well, I mean, it'd been 80 years and there's like a beautiful, almost like a guide wire on a radio tower, a line of spit from the cat's mouth to his chest. I said,
that is so gross.
Because the cat's old and losing facilities. I said, Tom. He says, I know. There's nothing worse than cat spit.
Ugh.
So.
Meanwhile, he's fearing for his life.
Can't move.
Clyde get mad.
Yeah. What he had to do is he sent me a picture of himself with the cat on his chest holding today's newspaper.
Tom, are you safe? Blink once.
There's nothing worse than cat spit. So I'm at the grocery store yesterday. Carrie's at a wedding. Robert's at work. And I realized that I got a lot of projects to do yesterday. And I said, by the time I got to get something.
Are you still trying to get Luna out of the car?
No, Luna's fine. Luna's fine. Luna's with me always. And so I said, if I'm going to get all this stuff done, I still need to get something for dinner because the cupboard, she is bare. And so by the time I get ready to go to get to the grocery store, no car's here. I don't have a car. I'm stranded. So I text Julia. I say, when you get home, can you take me to the grocery store? Great teenager answer. Yes, but I'm not coming in with you.
I said, okay, that's fine.
That's fine. So I go to Giant, get what I need to do. And I said, Julia, you're really sweet to drive me. Do you have anything you want? Anything, I'll buy you anything you want. And she says, well, I want peaches, but that's not a special thing. You'll buy those anyway. I said, oh, so you're looking at this as like a genie in a bottle type scenario where you don't want to waste a wish because you know I'm going to buy peaches anyway. So she says, yeah. She
would
says,
you have bought peaches anyway?
She had told me to. I love peaches, and this is the best time of year for them. So yes. I go in, and she figured out her genie wish was cherry popsicles. This is not germane to the story, but just so we tie up all the loose ends. So I go into Giant and I find some good steaks and some baking potatoes and some other things and orange juice because I might have a mimosa today.
And mimosa are three.
So I get and I buy peaches, and they're okay. They're local peaches. They're not big like you'd see at like Costco. They're just normal peaches. So I got like six of them, and I'm looking around, and they have white peaches and organic and regular Eastern peaches. I went with regular Easterns, and I go up to the checkout, and it's definitely what for someone who has worked grocery, it's a definite Saturday night crew. It's no one who really cares about what's going on because it's 3 20-ish guys. A gal, two guys.
I'm so sorry.
Why are you laughing?
I just burped. It just like,
that's fine.
I don't know where it came from. I haven't.
I know where it came from. Your belly. So there's a girl and two guys. They're all like probably 21-ish. And this is what I get greeted with. When I get up there. He says, I don't know what he does on his shift. He always says he's working milk, but he's never in the dairy. I don't know what he does. I don't know. He's a jerk. I don't even think. What does he do?
Are you laughing?
I love it because there's always that guy at the grocery store. So I put all my stuff on the belt. And
Wait. Which guy? The one that complains or the one that's not able to be?
No, all three are complaining about a guy who's not there.
So which one?
So all three of these people are busy complaining.
They all seem like they would be typical, like any sort of.
Well, they're fine. They're just.
No. What I'm saying is. There's always one person for everyone to complain about in any work setting.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, on this show, it's me.
No. Huh? Why,
so,
yes.
So, bless. So the guy that they're complaining about is not there. He's in absentia. But all three of them are complaining about him. And it's a good triangular conversation. The talk triangle, as we call it. And so,
now, are they all three checkers?
I think there's two checkers and one, maybe, I don't know what they call bag boys anymore, but it used to be a bag boy the checkers were part-time food clerks.
It would be bag person.
Bag person. And so I think there is one bag person and two part-time food clerks. One of the food clerks was about to switch out with the other food clerk.
What the heck is a food clerk?
A part-time food clerk is a checker. PTFC.
A cashier.
That's giving them way too much. So anyway, they're doing the triangle talk about some guy that says he's working milk and he's not. And I load my stuff up and it's not a big order. Three steaks, potatoes, peaches, all the deal. And so they're rolling through and the lady who is now checking, she's part-time food clerking, holds up the bag of six peaches and says, no stickers on these. And
dun, dun, dun. And
then the other guy says, well, I don't know the code on those. What are they? And I said, well, they're peaches. And I also think back to the time that I was going through the grocery store line buying squash and the lady accidentally keyed them in as bananas.
Oh.
Both yellow.
Well, it's hard to tell when they're in there.
Yeah, but it also saved me like 80%. So I didn't correct her. Anyway, does that make me a bad person?
That you didn't correct her?
Yes. I knowingly let her charge me banana prices for squash merchandise.
I don't know that I would have said anything simply because I don't know that I would have recognized the difference. You know what? I wouldn't have been looking at the thing.
Oh, I'm very, very acutely aware of everything that goes on in a grocery situation.
That's because you worked in a grocery store.
I worked for big grocery. So we're going through and she says, well, there's no stickers.
BG.
And I said, and this is where I'm the absolute grocery nerd because I had to pick which variety of peach I wanted.
Well, I would have known.
Well, no, but what you wouldn't have known, I said, they're PLU 4044 because it was on the sign. And I, for some reason, it clicked into my head. And so I said, she said, what? Because I can imagine, like, it would be not uncommon for someone to go through the grocery store line and say $2.99 a pound because, you know, people are price aware. But
right. I think they'd also be like, these are... like Virginia, like the give the
but
name of them.
For some reason, I looked at the sign and I said,
nobody knows that, Rob.
I said, they're PLU 4044. And she, huh? A what? It's a tiger shark. A what? And so she says, okay. And by this point, the other part-time food clerk has come back and she goes, you know, 4044. And it comes up, Eastern peaches, $2.99 a pound. And the other food clerk goes, you knew that? That's the right price? That's the right product? I said, yeah. And then he goes, well, he gives me one of these. Okay. And he just walks away. And then she says,
okay, then.
Do you want a job here? I said, no, I checked a long time ago. I don't want to do that anymore. She said, oh, so you knew the code from when you used to. I said, no, no. When I checked, they were 3-digit codes. That changed.
All kinds of
codes. It's a whole nother thing. So,
okay. So I need to dig a little bit here into the workings of.
Yeah.
Okay. So which do you look at first to note? Is it the name, the price, or the PLU code?
Well, first would be the actual produce. I mean, because there was like several varieties. They had white peaches. They had nectarine. I considered a nectarine. Considered a nectarine.
And but so, Julia had asked for peaches.
Right. And so I shied away from the organics. I just went with standard. I shied away from the white peaches. But then I look and I say, okay, these are the ones I want. They're called Eastern peaches, $2.99 a pound. And then under it, almost like as an afterthought, the clerk wrote 4044. And I don't know why it stuck with me. Why should it?
Oh, it was in handwriting?
Yes. It wasn't.
Maybe
like,
that's why it stuck with you.
Maybe, but I mean, I shouldn't know that.
I got to turn off my ringer.
Ringer. But anyway, so I got the peaches and it troubles me. There are things that I just can't remember, but that I remember. And I remember it today. So I got home and made the steaks. That's actually the end of the other thing I want to tell you is like,
why only 3 steaks instead of 4?
Because I've had to buy them singularly. And I knew that we only had 3 people at home.
Oh, because Robert was at work.
No, because Carrie's at the wedding.
Oh, Carrie's at the wedding. Okay. Sorry.
So,
I was trying to figure out, because there were no cars at your home, so I was trying to figure out who.
Right. So I bought, if we really want to get into the details, 2 ribeyes and 1 strip steak, and they were good.
I have on my list of things here.
Yeah.
I'll be speaking of steak.
Well, then let me just finish this up, and then we can segue smoothly. Yeah,
I don't think we can, but we'll try.
I prepared my grills for springtime yesterday. Because of the pandemic, I never got around to it. I have 2 Weber grills. One is a charcoal grill. One is a gas grill. The gas grill I'm going on 12 years with.
And, oh, wow.
Well, I maintain it. I've replaced a few parts and stuff like that. But every year, usually in the springtime, I pull the grease trap and I scrub it. And I scrape it and get everything.
You keep it covered, I would imagine.
Oh, all the time, yeah. And it's showing a little bit of, after 12 years, a little bit of like cosmetic age because it's old.
It's not really, who cares?
I love it. It's fantastic. It's a Weber Genesis. I can still get it up to 600 degrees if I have to. Fantastic. So I get that all done and I change.
What do you do at 600 degrees? Other than sweat profusely.
I sear my meat.
But it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. So I'll get that all worked out. And then I also get out the charcoal grill and give that a good once over. And I said, you know what? Tonight I'm going to grill with charcoal. I've got the time.
Hey.
So I got a bag 2 years ago of what Alton Brown calls cowboy charcoal.
What?
Which is not briquettes. It's actual just hunks. And I've never used it before.
I don't know even what, I've never heard of such a thing.
So I fill my charcoal chimney with it. And it's always, you know, it's like hunks.
Oh, you're going like test kitchen with the.
Yeah.
You light it down and then you pick it up and it.
Dump it. Yeah.
Perfect.
But one of the hunks of cowboy charcoal is about the size of a grapefruit.
So Luna's paw?
Yeah, exactly. And so too big. So it light it up and it's great. And Julia comes out and it's
so Luna didn't get her own steak.
No, I only bought 3. And it was fun because when this charcoal is not like totally processed, like, you know, Kingsford briquettes. So there's sparks and there's fire action and the sparks were going up into the sky and Julia took neat pictures of it. It was really cool. But I do want you to know that when I woke up.
Oh, that's what those pictures were?
Yeah. Aren't they neat?
I saw her pictures on
the gram.
The gram. And I was like, those are really cool and pretty. And I didn't know what it was, though.
It was the cowboy charcoal. And so when I got up this morning, I went out and checked. And the big piece of charcoal was still smoldering.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So steaks turned out great. Fun to occasionally cook on real fire. Got to eat dinner with Julia and listen to a couple.
How do you take your steak?
I like it medium rare. But because of the extraordinary heat, it was a little past that. But still very tender. I didn't ruin it. I misjudged it. It was all right.
And Julia and Robert, how did they take theirs?
Julia likes hers still mooing. Mm-hmm. And Robert, just as long as it's warm, he'll eat anything that you hand him. He's very strong.
He's a teenage boy.
But Julia, yeah, Julia likes. I mean, like she can eat it almost cool in the middle. She likes her red meat, but I can do that. You know, I can take it anyway, really. So it was good. But
how do you season them? You'll understand my questions in a moment.
Okay, a little more kosher salt than you think you need on both sides, and fresh cracked pepper. And I always bring them to room temperature before I grill them. But the best part was not the steak or the baked potato, although the baked potato was very close to being the best thing because it was amazing.
Microwave or oven?
Oh, of course, oven.
Okay. I have to 350
degrees, rubbed in olive oil, again, kosher salt and pepper, and then cooked like an hour and 10. And they were just fantastic. But the best part last night was I'd gotten a couple records
in
the mail.
How do you take your baked potato?
Oh, I went all the way last night. Butter, sour cream, and cheese.
Oh, man.
It was great. But when we sat down to dinner.
My mouth just watered.
Mine is too. We're the worst. So we sit down and the albums we listen to, relatively new purchases that came in the mail. The Doors, Soft Parade. And don't tell me that it's over orchestrated. Because if you say that, you're wrong.
Oh my God, I love that song.
It's a great album. And then Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. And I got to talk to her a little bit. She was in a mood last night, and this is what's awesome. I promised I wouldn't talk about her today, but I'll just say this. If you catch Julia in the right mood, she'll listen and talk about music, and I can impart some things to her, and that's very rewarding. And I said, now what you need to know about Marvin Gaye is that he was a Motown artist, but he wasn't like Smokey Robinson and he wasn't like the Four Tops or the Temptations, who were performers. He's really a singer. He's really, really a singer. Stevie Wonder's a genius, but Marvin Gaye is still a better singer than Stevie Wonder. And go onto YouTube and find isolated vocal tracks or whatever of Marvin and listen. But even if you go back to a song like Pride and Joy in early 60s, like 62 maybe, listen to him sing. He's just got a magical quality to his voice. And that's why we listened to What's Going On last night, because I think Marvin Gaye is a very special performer.
The way that the album begins
with
the talking
in
the background, it almost draws you in like you're like at a party.
Yeah.
And people are talking around you, and then you're drawn in to
you're included.
What turns out to be an amazingly musical conversation.
It's very inclusive, and I was the reason I brought it out, and I'm prone to suggestion. The Rolling Stone reevaluated their top 500 albums list this week, and that moved way up. That's in the top five now, and that's what caused me to dust it off. And it was great. It's just I love, phones down in the living room listening to an album with my daughter. That's the greatest. That's the best. And Robert saying, "I'm good. I'll eat steak later. I'll eat it later.
I gotta
go work out." So I'm not the only one who has steak on their mind.
So since
that was smooth.
Wow.
So you wrote steak down.
I did. So okay. Since we last recorded, you and I have talked a few times.
Yeah. We tried, we tried to record all this week.
Yeah, I've been not good.
And I had a busy week as well, and it's on both of us. And Carrie had a birthday.
Carrie had a birthday. I helped throw a baby shower.
That's right.
Yeah. It was amazing, magical, just a handful of people.
Right.
A whole lot of twinkle lights, and it was just so pretty and nice, and we hadn't. No hugs or anything.
No, but
of course.
Something
very
like that it's even better now because you don't get like that. You don't get to get that. I mean, time with people is so precious right now.
Yeah. And it was like a cocktail, like 7 to 9.
Right.
I planned out all the food and worked really, really hard. I killed myself, like face wise, like pain wise.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
I overdid it. But
I bet you served of all the food. I bet you couldn't eat any of it.
Okay, so there's the segue.
It's a selfless act.
Since we talked, I told you I had a phone appointment or a
telemedicine.
Yeah, with the doctors in Florida, and I have found out some things and made some plans.
Good or bad?
It depends on how you look at it. So
vague at best answer.
We have a schedule. I have surgery planned.
Okay.
What was that?
Oh, Dan's finally getting up.
No, for a second. Oh, there's a truck that went by and it sounded almost like the beginning of the Jaws. Okay. So we've got scheduled surgery, everything.
Okay.
Okay. So it's 2 weeks in Florida, St. Petersburg.
Sounds like a read on The Price is Right.
We go, Dan and I will drive down October 29th, Thursday.
Oh, so it's going to be Halloween in Florida, and you'll be dressed up as a patient.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that Friday morning at 7 a.m. is my first appointment.
Right.
I'll have appointments Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. I'll get some physical therapy, some spine adjustments, braces.
It's sweet.
What I did.
Damn, Mama, got my head going. You wake up.
So, I knew that I was going to get braces. I told you that.
Yeah.
I knew that they would be banded top to bottom because they don't wire you shut anymore.
Yes.
I did not realize it's liquids only for 9 months.
Yeah, but I mean, essentially, 9 months?
Thank you.
You better not make a thick smoothie.
I'm going to say this, and I'm not like.
You're going to be so skinny.
If I don't get skinny, I'm going to get mad.
You're going to be thin. You're going to be like Robert. You're going to be like Pony.
So I don't have a ton of weight to lose.
No, you don't.
So I even told Dan last night, because I started this past week where I panicked.
Right.
I 100% panicked, and I started. I had like a meltdown in the kitchen and I was like, Dan, oh my God, I'm going to have to eat like all my favorite foods before October 29th.
That's exactly where my brain would be right now.
There's a possibility I might have constructed a list of things that I have to, but I also have to plan it out because if I eat a steak, I'm going to be out of commission for a week.
Yeah, that'll kill you. That'll kill you. Could you slice it real thin?
At the baby shower.
Yes.
There was no food there except for like I had fresh fruit and I put it in little individual cups.
Did you have any 4044s?
No.
Oh, it's a shame. You're in Georgia. You should be arrested.
I was waiting for you to freak out when I said no. It took you a second. You're like, what? And your eyebrows went up. You're in Georgia.
I ran across a joke I wrote on Facebook this week, and it said, the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. They said it was on Pete Street. He said, screw it. There's like 80 of them. I'm not doing it. So that's
true.
But it's Georgia peaches. You should be eating peaches always. Always.
I think we ship most of them away.
No, there's probably a couple there.
Yeah, you got to hit a farmer's market, but I don't.
I mean, what about that convenience store not far from your house that has the eggs in the jar on the counter? Don't they have peaches?
Nothing fresh.
Nothing fresh? Do they have last year's peaches?
Pickled peaches.
And boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
I charge you, I task you with today going out and getting some peaches and incorporating them into your smoothies. Come on.
Okay. Only if I can find local peaches.
Well, what do you think? They're going to ship them in from Maine?
There are some peach stands that you can drive to.
Sure. Yeah.
Peaches and tomatoes.
One of Julia's friend's sisters dates a young man named Nathan Peach. The Peach family.
Okay.
And when we were setting up for Julia's graduation party, he was helping out with the setup, and Mrs. Chubbuck was calling him Peach. Hey, Peach, do this. Hey, Peach, do that. And I just...
You're like, where's Shannon?
I was going to say, yeah, it's like having the Zabiosis here. The Santanas. And also, weird that when I see that she's talking to a, at that point, a sophomore in high school, Don't call him Peach. That's not right.
But it's his name.
That's his name. That's right. It's like if you had like the last name Darling. Hello, aww. Darling.
Hey, darling.
Hey.
But you can't even say that and make it sound mean.
No, but you can't.
There's no urgency.
I need a four top over here, Peach. I'm sorry. So do you have the list handy of your favorite foods?
It's up here.
Ah, in the inner government.
I think I texted it to my sister. Hold on. Okay. I'm not joking. Jeez. You know I'm not joking.
Did you text it and say, new jaw, who dis?
Okay, so.
Her reply was, there's no way we're related.
She didn't reply.
Oh, that's the worst.
Okay, look.
Oh, wow. It's a very long text. Lot of green.
Pages of green. So.
Green for miles.
So. It's all part of the panic. It comes in like waves.
Yeah. Well, it has to. You can't have ongoing worry like that all the time. You have to compartmentalize. But sometimes it comes to the forefront. I learned this. I don't want to make this extraordinarily dark because there's a happy ending. But when Robert was going through his leukemia stuff, I just have to put it in a box and put it in the back of my head. It'd come out. Usually the key to that box was 40% alcohol, 80 proof. But when you have a few of those, the box comes open and you really remember it. But you can't let something like that. If it's something
I've had dreams.
Oh, I've yeah. But
about panicking over food.
Yeah.
Because So
food, cancer, they're both big deals.
Dan and I will drive down on the 29th.
Yes.
My mom is going to fly down.
On her broom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only kidding. Mom.
No, my mom is a sweetheart.
I know.
Like, that's right. Why the joke is funny, because that's not
and your little dog too.
So my mom is going to come down. Dan will drive back home.
Right.
My mom's going to stay with me. And then Dan's going to fly back home, leave us the car.
Yeah, of course, he'll use his red cape.
Mm-hmm.
Super Dan.
St. Daniel of Savannah is more like it. But
how would you like to go visiting somewhere? Savannah, perhaps?
What would I do in Savannah?
Well, Atlanta then.
Savannah would be better for you. You just get in trouble in Atlanta.
What trouble are you talking about?
You know what trouble I was talking about. I was talking about Mr. Ashley Wilkes. He'll be coming to Atlanta when he gets his leave, and you sitting there waiting for him just like a spider.
There you are.
Like a spider.
Just like a spider. So you're going to be down, then you'll have to drive back.
Yes. So Dan was going to fly back and then...
Make sure they leave the car seat.
And my mom was going to come back to Savannah with us just to get me sort of set up.
Sure.
We have so many miles saved up, so thank God for that. Like,
oh, so the flights are almost a non-issue.
They are a non-issue. We were supposed to go.
Can
to
you pay
London.
For the operation with miles?
Oh man, Rob.
I know.
So mom's gonna come down, and then she had asked if she could bring my niece Beth, and I was like, no. She's a freshman in college. I just didn't, it doesn't, for her to be away from her family that long, we kind of have to isolate before we go.
Beth, I hear you calling, but you can't come down right now.
So my mom, we talked it out. Mom's like, ugh, no, executive decision. That's not going to work.
Right.
So I asked Odana.
Your sister, yeah.
Free time. She cleared the month of November, got it covered.
Wow.
So she is going to fly down like the day of my surgery.
Okay.
Just so that it can help. Like it's a lot. It's going to be, sort of round the clock after I get out of the hospital.
Will she assist with the surgery?
Oh, absolutely.
Bring scrubs.
Bring scrubs.
Yeah, of course.
But no, I think that's good because it's a lot of like medicines. I'm reading through the schedules of like you have to take the bands off and brush your teeth like 7 times a day, which I already brush my teeth a crazy amount, but there's a lot going on.
And it's just nice to have people. It's good to have people. And that's all well and good, but back to the list.
Okay. So Odana's coming down, and then this means that Dan doesn't, if he wants to come down, he can to see us because it'll be 2 weeks and 2 days.
Right.
But he, I could tell he was relieved that there'll be two people.
Yes.
It's just a lot of.
He can go home and he can be with the dogs and he can work and he knows that the three of you are in Florida standing around a cauldron stirring it.
Yes. Double boil in trouble. So, yeah.
But no.
Three witches.
Anytime you have that sort of intensive, constant care, even if it's not like a life-threatening thing, if it's a rehab, it's taxing. It is tough. And so, he'll probably be a part of it, but to know that he is not the point guy, that's great. That's good.
Well, it also gives him, if he doesn't have to come down, because we'll have our car.
Right.
Mom and Odana can drive back that way if, like, the car ride's rotten or something.
Right, right.
I've got another panic. What happens if I, like, this is my newest fear. I woke up, like, night terror.
Okay, what?
So I get nauseous a lot.
Yeah.
When I'm really swollen. You've witnessed it. I just, bleh. What if I'm banded shut and I have to vomit and I, like, aspirate? And that's how I'm going to die like.
No, I think.
Hendrix or Janis Joplin or Mama Cass.
Mama Kate. All the leaves are brown. I think that, by the way, I watched Monterey Pop yesterday while I was cleaning out the closet. Had it on the background and watched the Mamas and the Papas. And I do feel that if I was a woman, I would look just like Mama Cass.
Same haircut, everything.
Everything. And I would invent a new church supper dinner and I would call it the Mama Casserole. It would be delicious. But with your bandage shut, it would require opening your mouth. There's going to be some tension, but you won't. You're not wired shut. You just,
and then. Well, there's a guard thing that goes between your teeth.
Right.
And then you're banded around it. So you cannot open at all.
Well, you pull the guard out then.
No, you can't pull the bands. Go.
I'm sure.
Let me send you a picture.
I don't want a picture. Don't.
Yeah, you do.
Is it sexy?
No, you want the list. I know what you want.
I want the list.
I know what you want, Spiewak.
I would. You know what? Get a thing. Get a suction guy. By the way, it's not like you're going to be throwing up chunks. All you're doing is eating liquid.
Oh, that's true. I could just squirt out through my teeth.
I bet you could get 8-10 feet on it.
Gross.
Yeah, definitely make sure the window, you know, you'll be in the back seat. Make sure they don't have the windows locked because you're going to want to have them open.
This is my response to Odana when she's like, yeah, totally can do this. Mom, you know, the flights and everything.
Right.
Her response to like 16 green texts is one. Totally.
Yeah. You know what that means? Shut up. Shut up. Shutting up.
So then I go into, sweet, that would be so helpful. My hope is that I'll be okay, obviously. And I fear I could be a nightmare. I'm not cool when I'm hungry. I'm already freaking out about food and planning the things I'll miss the most. Ordering pho today. Gotta grill a steak at some point. Sushi, obvi. My favorite salad. Gotta get a whiteboard. Learn how to talk like Kanye rapped when he was wired shut. I got a bell and a horn already. Scar tape from my tummy, ordered a lip kit from Carla O'Mara to keep my smackers hydrated.
Okay, you're talking like a crazy person because you started out with a list of food and then you went whiteboard.
Oh, did I?
Yes, you went
whiteboard.
Yeah, it's like the guy, legendary story that from my buddy Brad is that he saw a guy stop at a four-way aisle intersection in a huge hardware store and he just went, shelf bracket. Said it out loud because obviously he was looking for it, couldn't find it, and it got to the forefront of his lobe, and he just was like, shelf bracket. So that's where you're at. It's like, got to have a steak, got to have sushi, got to have salad, need a whiteboard. Ah, bought a lip kit. Okay, good. It's like, don't forget to vote. I mean, it's hey, does ice cream count as a liquid?
Does ice cream count as a liquid?
If it's soft?
Well, yeah. Okay, so they had... I got all this information, Rob. It's crazy.
Right.
There is an actual list of approved protein shakes. you have to like meet a certain requirement of how many calories a day so you don't get too
over. Know. Yeah. Can you drink an Alabama shake?
I don't even want to.
I know. You know what? I regret the last 14 seconds.
I have their albums.
As I do too.
Yeah. Great music.
Yeah, but they're not on the list.
Not on the list. So.
Oh, you're holding your head like you have a headache now.
I do.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how long I'm going to.
We're almost
last.
Done.
And I can my favorite new thing in the past month is when I get really swollen, my voice gets really raspy. It doesn't hurt, but it sounds like I have a sore throat. It's just the pressure on my vocal cords.
It's fun. It's like doing a podcast with Ellen Barkin.
Not quite. Katie, have you been smoking?
No.
No.
Did the dogs fall on the floor? No, they're fine.
I sound like one of the sisters on The Simpsons.
Patty and Selma.
Yes.
Why did you marry him?
I really have, just in the past 3 weeks, just a steady decline of pretty much constant pain.
Well, that's
everything I do hurts.
Hold it. You said a steady decline in pain. So no, a steady increase in pain.
A steady decline.
In comfort.
Okay, yes.
Well, you know what? You're almost there. You're close to the finish line. And they're going to fix
you. I've got a month to get all my favorite foods in.
You can do it. I've done it in a day.
I can't favorite any food. So I told Dan, I was like, babe, there's a chance I get fat in the next month.
Yeah, and but you're going to be so thin in a year, 9 months.
That's what he said. He's like, it's not like that matters. You're gonna. And then I was like, thank you, Biebs.
What about, what about pumpkin pie? What desserts will you focus on?
I'm not really a dessert person. I hadn't thought about it.
Got to think about it.
Oh, I probably need that's the thing with the baby shower.
Yes.
So I had mini chicken salad croissants.
Mm-hmm. Hardest part about those is finding the mini chickens.
Pasta salad cups. I did these really pretty cups with roasted red pepper hummus
that's good.
Donna's husband made.
Uh-huh.
I tasted the hummus. It was really, really good. Well, we put them in these little decorative clear cups.
Right. Good for social distancing.
At the bottom,
one and go.
And sticks of vegetables.
Good.
Yeah. It was very, you didn't have to like, no shared spoons.
That's
no
great. That's perfect. Yeah. It's so smart.
I think we put a lot of thought into that.
That's good. I'm glad. And she was happy. And when does the baby due?
10/10.
Well, that is before your operation, but
we could have gone.
Don't eat the baby, Katie.
October 2nd.
Even if it is one of your favorite foods, don't eat the baby.
Don't eat the baby. October 2nd was one of the dates they gave us. October 9th was the other date.
Okay.
And then October 30th, that's the date that we took, or November 6th. We went with the 30th because I was like, I will look at this baby through a window before I go. I will not.
I understand.
Miss Evie's entrance.
So if you're at the Florida, if you're at the, I was going to say Jaw Hospital. Let's just call it the Jawstable. Jawstable.
Her and just sniff her real good too. That would do my heart wonders.
I don't know.
But they're not in isolation. Yeah, they're not going
to. They're not going to let you do that.
No, they won't let. No, they won't let us. And then also, I can't. Dan and I. We're already like back to sort of lockdown.
Yeah. You have to be.
So I'm going to have, I also found I'm going to have cuts like along the front of my ears and up behind my ears. Then two cuts. What do you call this right here?
The upper neck below your chin, mandible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like between my chin and my actual jaw.
So they're doing the cuts on October 30th?
No. The cuts would be, hold on.
Because you could really be a great Frankenstein for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Especially with those neck cuts, right?
Hello. I had pho last week. It was my favorite food.
Come on, calendar. Keep up.
Come on, colander. Keep up.
Okay, so cuts, it'll either be Wednesday or Thursday, the 4th or the 5th.
Okay. So there's, you got a big month ahead of you, young lady.
I know. Lots of food to take in.
Yes. Cut the steak thin. And I think maybe a ribeye. That's your tenderest. It's a little oily, but it's will fall apart. Last night's were fork tender. They were so good.
Oh, yum. What kind? What cuts were they?
It was, I did two ribeyes and a New York strip. And I had the strip, but I might have had some of Julia's ribeye as well.
There you go.
And I might have had a second baked potato. I might have. I'm not copping to anything.
The works on both?
Yeah, of course. I mean, so the last thing I would like to discuss, and I know you're hurting, so I'll keep this brief.
Yeah, by the way, I pulled up the questions and everything, but I don't think I can.
Did we ask for questions?
No, I pulled them up because we didn't get to them last time.
Yeah. Well, that shows how good they were. Try harder, people.
They were good. They were good.
They were good. They're not are good. They're old. They were old questions.
Yeah.
Stale. Not so good. Me. So, in my house.
Can we back up for a second?
Yes.
I thought you were going to cancel on me today because I saw you posting on the Book of Faces that you were listening to music, and you did post something about Marvin Gaye, and I was like, oh dear, he's in it.
Well, no, I told you we would touch base at 9 and do it at 10:30.
You said I needed to text you to give you a nudge.
Little insurance policy.
What did I text you?
I believe it was something like a cup of coffee and get on it, Spiewak.
Well, I started with a picture of chickadees.
Yeah, I don't like those. Because they were wearing cupcakes. They don't like that.
They were at a promenade, square dancing.
It was more of a cotillion.
And I told you, grab a cup of coffee and get yourself together, Spiewak.
And you know what? I was perfectly on time, except for the fact that the stupid Skype wouldn't boot up. Anyway, in my basement, which I finally got in order like 2 weeks ago, got all my records, everything all set up, and I thinned them and I put
in place. Is the refrigerator?
Refrigerator gone. Everything is awesome, and everything was like in place and ready to go. Put some stuff in storage. Loving it. And there's a closet down here, and it's a pretty big closet. It's a big enough closet that it has a light bulb.
Wait, where's there a closet?
If you come down the steps, and you know, if you take a right, you go into the utility room. And if you take a left, there's a hallway. You go down the hallway and there's a closet and then there's the bathroom. So it's a closet that lives under the stairs.
Closet beside the bathroom?
Yeah. It's like a Harry Potter under the stairway closet.
Well, is it recessed in where the Elvis bust is?
No, it's after that.
Huh. So it's flush to the wall the way the bathroom is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. And it's under the steps.
And, I'll be damned. I missed it.
And we've been putting stuff in there for a long time. And I mean, there was even in there something that Robert used to like to play with is one of those 2.5 foot yoga balls inflated to a point that this closet was the kind of closet that you had to like put the yoga ball in and then slam the door real quick and then run away because otherwise stuff would fall out.
Don't open that door.
No, don't open that door. So here is a reference from 70 years ago, 80 maybe. The Fibber McGee and Molly show was a radio show, and the whole signature gag was that Fibber McGee...
Not one person listening to this has any idea what you're talking
about.
I'm
explaining it right now. It was a radio situation comedy, and one of the running gags is that Fibber McGee had a closet with a lot of stuff in it, and every time he opened it, it all fell out. And it was always precipitated by, don't open that door, McGee! And it was great theater of the mind sound effect. Anyway.
Don't open that door, McGee. I love that.
Don't open that door, Spiewak. So I took everything out of the closet. Everything to get in there.
What else? I need sort of a list of what you found in there.
Okay.
What was most surprising after the list?
The orphans.
And he had a wand.
No. Because I enter and exit the house when I used to enter and exit the house from the basement, because the basement is actually, it's not a subterranean basement. It's ground level. So, yeah. I mean, if I were to go out my front door, I'd have to climb steps to go out the door to go down steps to get to the car. So I leave through the basement door. So I have four hooks in there. So I keep my coats down here for when it's cold.
That makes sense.
Uh-oh. Amber alert.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Katie, they found your steak. Sorry.
Oh, did they cook it right?
Well, it's amber. I think it's old. So there was coats. There was clothes. There's audio equipment. There's a couple microphones. There's all kinds of stuff in there. There's CDs. There's a big chest that we...
Wait. There's you have a wall of...
There's spillover CDs in there. There's another rack in there. Two racks, actually. And then there's games. There's...
like board or video?
Board games. B-O-A-R-D games. And all this stuff. So I took everything...
Board games for when you're bored.
There's some hats. There's like school projects. I took all this stuff out. And then I opened... There's this wooden chest, almost like a cedar chest, but it's made of pine. That my Uncle Lan made many years ago. And I opened the chest. And there's 3.5 more feet of vinyl in there that I forgot I had. So now I've got to organize all that. So there's...
Whoa. There's a whole chest of questions to go with.
Yes, there is. Of course.
Okay. Another 3.5 feet of vinyl. But you already have all of your vinyl into the utility closet racks.
Yeah. And these are alphabetized and disorganized, and I've got to go through them today. I just got to do it.
Wait. So...
It was okay. My thought is that this
way the stuff into the utility room without organizing it.
I think that the additional vinyl that's in the closet was perhaps a bulk acquisition or several bulk acquisitions, maybe from yard sales.
Okay,
don't know that I just sort of put away.
Do they deserve a place?
That's why they have to be thinned out. There's some great comedy records in there. Like Nichols and May, and there's some good stuff. There's some Johnny Cash, there's some Chet Atkins, stuff that I really like. Stuff that will make it in, but I had to move it all out. And because the closet has a ceiling that's like at a 45-degree angle, and
it's under the stairs,
and there's a CD rack on one side and the chest on the other, every album had to be picked up from a weird angle. So today, my back feels like your jaw.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, so anyway, that's my project today. So stay tuned. Maybe we'll give away a Dokken LP on this very program. I've got to call my mother and tell her that there's probably another box of records coming over to be stored there. So anyway, I'll keep you up. The next time we get together, we will get together before you have your surgery, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad we did this today. I'm sorry that you're ailing now.
It's just what happened.
You need to probably get yourself over there and help Dan, because he's still on the floor.
Oh, he's long gone.
Passed away?
Long gone. The dogs have pieced him apart.
What I envision right now is that...
He's out the doggy door.
I right now I envision all three dogs in the office reading the will.
Betsy is... I think the Benadryl has kicked in.
That's because she's finally
she
given into sleep.
Look comfortable.
Poor kiddo. All right. Well, we'll do this again. Thank you for joining us. Did we get anything done today?
Mom. Hey. I'm so sleepy.
What, Dart? I feel tired. All right, everybody, have a great week. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Katie, for doing this.
Thank you, Robbie, for being patient with me.
Oh, you're the best. We love you, and we will talk to you next time. I'm Cake.
I'm Cookie.
And we'll do it again next time. So long, everybody.
Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Damn, Mama, got my head gear on. You wake up.
the Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Where's my hat? I'll show her she can't. Where's my hat? Kid, her age, taking advantage of. Where's my hat? Oh, here it is in the closet. Forgot to put all that stuff out of the spare room in that closet.